Shootings in de Blasio's NYC on track to surpass 2018-2019 combined. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 10, 2020. Shootings in New York City at this point in 2020 are on track to surpass the number of shootings witnessed during this time frame in 2018 and 2019 combined. The New York Post reports there have been 821 shootings so far this year, whereas there 466 shootings in 2019 at this point, and 449 shootings at this same time in 2018. The total for 2018 and 2019 combined at this same point is 905. So there is a chance the 821 shootings thus far in 2020 could grow enough to overtake 2018 and 2019 totals before the end of the year. Moreover, there were 1,099 shooting victims at this point in 2018 and 2019 combined. There are already 1,000 shooting victims in NYC in 2020 alone. Breitbart News reported 16 shootings left 20 victims in NYC on Sunday, August 2, 2020, alone. On August 6, 2020, Breitbart News reported June gun purchases in NYC were up 121% over where they were in June 2019. The Post reported there were 52,252 background checks performed for people wanting to buy guns in New York in June. The great majority of those background checks, 31,003, were for rifle purchases. Purchasing a rifle involves less red tape in as much as it does not include the permitting process one must go through for a handgun. Gun violence is commonplace in numerous Democrat-controlled cities around the country. For example, at least 35 were shot, 4 fatally, over the last weekend in Chicago, and one person was killed and as many as 20 others injured in a Sunday morning shooting in Washington, D.C. On August 6, 2020. CBS 3 reported that 100 children have already been shot in Philadelphia this year. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange.